Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling our chat viber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, this is Bill Strine in Kingston, New York.
Hi, Bill. How are you today?
Well, pretty good. I just see your trucks out here putting up the wiring.
Absolutely. And what can I do for you today?
Well, I currently was Spectrum for both internet and in the TV package, you know.
Okay.
So I just wanted to see, I don't really think I need a lot more speed, which I know you guys are, you know, famous for, but it wouldn't hurt. And I'm just wondering, how do I have to completely change my router and my mesh system when I go over to you guys?
So, I mean, you can use your mesh system if you want, but not all of them are necessarily compatible. If you decide to use your own, we would also be very limited on the troubleshooting that we can do.
Okay.
Also, as far as... Sorry.
I was going to say, I just put it in about 2 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, and it works fine, but I hear you can't troubleshoot necessarily through it.
Yes, because we provide a very specific router that we have the capability of troubleshooting through. So we have back-end systems that we would be able to troubleshoot with. If ever there was anything wrong with your specific router, we would not have the tools or the capability to troubleshoot.
Right. So do you know if a Nest system would work with yours?
I'm not 100% sure. I mean, you could definitely try it, but the other thing is like our router and modem are included in the price. We don't charge a rental fee for it.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, so that's one thing. So what about the TV packages? Do you
So we don't provide any TV at all.
Oh, you don't?
No, the only thing we provide is home phone and internet.
Okay. So what I do? Keep the Spectrum TV?
You can verify with Spectrum to see if they would allow, if they have the TV as a standalone. The other thing is like a lot of people go to streaming now. So if you have like a Netflix account, use your smart TV to watch Netflix or Hulu, Max, those kinds of streaming services.
Oh, I see. So we just pay for the internet and then whatever I want to stream, I could do.
Exactly.
Do you know if there's programs that allow for local news, like NBC and
some of them
CBS?
Might. I'm not sure, but I do know that a lot of the news apps or the news channels have their own apps. I also know that me, as a Samsung owner, they have Samsung free channels that go through the internet. So, like, I'll get Cheddar, I'll get, like, local news for the area based on where my zip code is through my Samsung account.
I've got a Samsung. It's probably 3 years old now, but it's still pretty smart.
Yeah, I got mine about 4 years ago, I believe, and it's smart, and it provides me with free channels. I forget exactly what the app name is.
Okay. So, if we went over then, what would be the charges?
So if you're going for the 1 gig, for the 1 gig, it would be $79.99. But if you currently we're having a promotion where if you sign up for auto pay through your checking account and paperless billing, you would get a $10 discount for 2 years. So it would bring it down to
$69.99. So, $70 a month. And that gives me 1 gig. What if I wanted to go double that? I think you had to double that.
Yes, we do offer a 2 gig plan, and that is only $20 more. So if you're signing up for the auto pay and paperless billing, your 2 gig would actually be $89.99. Regular price is $99.99. Yes.
Yeah. What do you use? Do you have the high speed one?
I mean, personally, I have the 1 gig. They're both high speed, but personally, I go for the 1 gig because I've got a house full of gamers, which honestly, I should probably upgrade to the 2. But I mean, when it comes to like streaming, like my daughter will watch something and I'll watch something at the same time. We don't have any issues with that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because we would be one user at a time, and there's no gamers, so I should be all right with the one gig.
Yeah, then you should be perfectly fine.
Okay. So I want to just do a little research before I sign up. I did send in my application from a registration from a recent ad that came in the mail.
Okay.
So you've got my address and my phone number and my zip code and all that stuff.
Yeah, or you can give us a call when you're ready to sign up. We can do it over the phone or you
Okay.
can do it online.
Okay. So an installer would come out, set up the modem and
Yes, the
the
router.
distribution thing, router. Yeah. Is it a, we have a big old house with a lot of brick walls, and that's why I went to
The
the
mesh.
mesh system. Yeah.
Yeah,
Do
we
you
do
have?
offer Wi-Fi extenders that work with our router
Okay.
specifically.
Uh-huh.
But our first one, or your first Wi-Fi extender is free currently, and then any additional
Okay.
extenders that you may need or want would be $8 a month.
Okay. I think
And
we'll be
then,
okay with the one extender, but we'll
okay.
see.
And then if you decided that you wanted phone service is $24.99 a month. And that's
Yeah.
home phone, it's not cell phone.
Yeah. We already, yeah, we got rid of our
Yeah, a
home
lot of
phone a
people
long
have
time
gotten
ago.
rid of it, but I just
Yeah.
wanted to let you know in case you ever needed it,
Okay.
that we do offer
Okay.
it.
And so, last question is, can you tell right now when they'd be installing on Johnston Avenue in Kingston, New York? They just
What is
put the
your house
wires up
number?
an hour, 35. It
And
looks like
that's
they went right to my pole.
it's
35
also
Johnston Avenue,
12401, right?
Kingston.
It's right in Kingston.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
All right, you should Johnston. Got it. Yeah, so it looks like your in-service date would be the end of October, October 25th approximately.
Okay.
So
Okay.
if you were to sign up,
All
it
right.
would be considered a pre-order, and then you can expect a call from one of us to go ahead and get you scheduled.
Okay. I just want to research what the streaming options are and the additional cost of those,
Yeah,
and then go
absolutely.
from there. Do you
Yeah, I
have a
can list
Fire Stick or something? Oh, go ahead.
I do have a Fire Stick, but again, a lot of the streaming apps have their own subscriptions. So, I mean, you could
Okay.
go for Freevee, which is a free one where you can watch movies and TV shows for free. And that's managed by Amazon. Another one that you can go for is Tubi, Tubi. It's purple and
Uh-huh.
yellow. Those are also free movies and some free TV shows. And
Okay.
then some of the ones that are paid that a lot of people go for are Peacock. They're actually relatively cheap. They're less than $10 a month. You have Netflix, which is on the more expensive side because they've been around for so long. You have
Yeah.
Hulu, which gives you a triple play option. I pay for the triple play. We get ESPN plus Disney and also Hulu all for one price and one login.
Okay. All right.
And I think that's like
So I pay
$15 a month for all
yeah, I
three,
pay
which is not bad.
$9.99. I think I pay $9.99 for Disney already. So
Yeah, so you might want to look
yeah.
into the multiple streaming service option because Hulu owns Disney and ESPN Plus
Oh,
as
okay.
far as that goes. So definitely check out to
Okay.
see if maybe you might want to upgrade to a plan that incorporates more than one of the apps.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much for your
Oh,
help.
you're
I'll
so
give you
very
a ring back.
welcome. And then I know
You
there's
take
also
care. Oh.
HBO Max that provides some TV as well.
Okay. Good, good. Thank you very much.
You're so very welcome, Bill. Was there anything else that I might be able to answer for you today?
No, that helps a lot. I appreciate it.
Of course, anytime. And if you have any further questions, feel free to reach out. We're always available.
Okay, take care.
You as well. Have a wonderful week, and thank you so much for calling our shop. Enjoy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.